In response to the state's multi-billion dollar budget holes caused in large part by the tax dollars lost to the pandemic, Governor Andrew Cuomo has imposed a broad hiring freeze of state employees in order to help control spending. But, as the Times Union's Chris Bragg reports, that appears to be kind of a do-as-I-say situation and not do-as-I-do, as the governor has continued to add to his ranks since April. To explain what he uncovered with his reporting, we're joined once again by state investigative reporter extraordinaire Chris Bragg. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
I'm good now that you're here, Chris. So I want to start by describing the April directive from Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mujica, which explained what state agencies would need to do in order to thaw the state's hiring freeze. Can you give us a little description?
Sure. This spring, as the coronavirus really got worse, it became apparent that, the tax revenues were going to plummet and the collection was going to be delayed. And there was going to be this massive multi-billion dollar deficit for New York. And so in late April, Robert Mujica, the state's budget director, issued a memo to all state agencies laying out these very strict, clear rules as to how agencies could go about applying for a waiver to the hiring freeze. The agency in writing had to submit something to the Division of Budget, Mujica's office, stating why the position could not be filled internally by some lateral move of an employee, why the hiring was necessary to protect public health and safety, for instance, things related to the pandemic. And so those things had to be submitted in writing to Mujica's Division of Budget, technically a separate office from Governor Cuomo's office. But, as we later found out, not all those rules were followed in every case.
You report that since the directive was implemented, the governor has made multiple hires. What type of posts has he filled, and how much money is he spending?
You know, he's made maybe five hires, I think, that were at least significant, well-paid hires, a couple of maybe smaller administrative hires. But the big ones included four people who were veterans of Democratic presidential campaign, the Michael Bloomberg campaign, the Cory Booker campaign, the Hillary Clinton campaign. Those added up to about $570,000. So to those people, speech writers or specialize in things related to public messaging. One of them was related to doing advanced work and scheduling. That does raise questions about the fact that those people don't really necessarily seem to fit the criteria of protecting public health and safety by most people's definitions, and, they still were allowed to get these jobs during the hiring freeze.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he brought an epidemiologist onto his state payroll during the crisis here.
Yeah, the Department of Health has hired people and other agencies have hired people, but looking at the payroll records that I've seen, those jobs mostly seem to be, or almost entirely seem to be related to things that you would think were essential workers or people that need to run major operations and, key agencies, but not, other agencies, to my knowledge, are not hiring these kinds of, communications people at this time, or perhaps not being allowed to do so. I'm not sure yet, but, I would be surprised if the Division of Budget was approving that if it did come before them for other agencies besides Cuomo's.
So I'm a bright-eyed optimist. It's pretty well known. So I assume the governor followed the directive policy to the letter when filling these posts?
Not at all. Not at all. Like I said, they were supposed to demonstrate that a position was essential to public health and safety, that it couldn't be filled internally. The waiver request that Cuomo's office, the executive chamber, submitted to the Division of Budget were a 20-word statement that said, filling this position is essential to administrative operations of the executive chamber and the core mission of the agency. In all four cases, that's all it said, and that was it. And no, did nothing that Mujica's, directive had required. And yet, all four positions were approved by Mujica's office anyway, which definitely raises questions to the extent there was even a question of whether Division of Budget is at all independent of Cuomo's office, and if this kind of system really works when you don't have that kind of independence.
Is there any indication from your reporting that the other hires that have been made have much more elaborate explanations that are being put forward by state agencies?
I've actually submitted open records requests seeking those, and I haven't gotten those back yet, but those were fairly recent. I have heard anecdotally that other agencies either just have been told that there's a hiring freeze, so they're not even attempting to get these kind of hires, or there have been delays in terms of Division of Budget responding. Hopefully in the coming weeks or months or possibly years it takes to file this FOIL request, I will find out more about that.
And what does the administration have to say about what they're doing?
They've leaned on the idea that communication specialists are necessary during a pandemic to spread information about what's going on.
They might be right, Chris. They did win an Emmy this year, so some of these hirings could be working.
I think Governor Cuomo is pretty good at doing that job himself, from what I've seen. But
it takes a village, Chris. It takes a village.
Yeah, but I think that idea is undercut though by some of the job ads that they put up for these positions. Like the one that they hired Steven Silverman for, who's one of these new hires, basically said this person's being hired to devise strategies to promote the accomplishments of New York State to the public. Basically saying this is not us trying to inform the public of information, but rather to impress upon the public how well we're doing. Which is, I think any of us who are reporters that deal with state government or any government know that there's a self-promotional aspect to, but to put it so blatantly, especially when there's this requirement that the job is supposed to be for protecting public safety and health, doesn't seem to add up, and they're just not really addressing that, which is telling in itself.
We have a state budget hovering around $180 billion. And like you said, these hirings represent, about $500,000. So it's not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. So why should people care about this story?
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of some other recent things that have popped up, like Governor Cuomo was going to have family over for dinner when he was telling other people not to do that. And then that was canceled, or, taking a pay raise. He was, I think, for a brief moment, maybe going to do that. And then that got canceled. Those are not, again, major things on their own, but people do see it as hypocritical if you're, doing as he said, if he's, not doing as he tells other people to do. State agencies have been forced to cut their budgets and deprive people of promised raises that were negotiated. And as you've had on this show, nonprofits are just begging for money from the state. So it's not a good look at this time when other people are going through such hardships.
Is there anyone to hold the governor accountable for essentially violating his own rules, or at least making a bad faith effort to comply with the budget director's April directive?
I don't know to what extent that qualifies as like a regulation or a law or anything like that. From what I saw, it was an internal policy that was maybe open to some discretion and wiggle room. But you bring up that when these things happen in New York government, like the people you would think might be overseeing things and investigating things, like Jacob, the Attorney General's office, Inspector General's office, generally are pretty dormant when it comes to Governor Cuomo. So. I don't know if they could investigate, but I doubt that they would if they had the chance. So.
Well, we've been speaking with Albany Times Union reporter Chris Bragg. Chris, thank you so much for making the time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.